Give him glory. Give him glory. Exalt his name. Magnify him. Thank him tonight. Thank him. Thank him. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him glory. We worship your name. We worship your great name. We worship your great name. We worship your great name. We worship you, O God. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. We thank you because you're faithful. We thank you because you're worthy. And so we give you praise. So we exalt you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. 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 In the name of Jesus. You are praying for yourself tonight. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. He bindeth the floods so that the thing that is hidden can be brought forth to light. And the first time I stayed alone, I started staying on my own. So I had some money. I went to a carpenter to make furniture for me. Sitting room furniture, dining room furniture. I paid him even before he started. Because I didn't have time to be coming to pay in bits. He did the sitting room furniture and delivered. Then he ran away without doing the dining room furniture. Praying about it. And God said, you don't need dining room now. It was because there was no dining room that we were able to arrange the chairs, and the parlor became a prayer ground where this ministry was born. Thank God we did not have dining furniture. It is only when God binds the flaws, he removes the distraction, that you'll be able to see the thing that the devil wants to hide. Now, there was a possibility for me to be preoccupied with the fact that my dining room furniture, the guy has absconded with it and the money. That would have been a flaw that would have covered the purpose of God that was at work. You must understand that if God is at work, even if the devil attacks, he will not be able to attack what is directly connected to your purpose. You know, they took the dining furniture because we don't need it for the purpose that God wanted me to achieve in that house. Hallelujah. He could not take the sitting room furniture because we needed that one for the prayer group. People would have to sit down. But the dining furniture would have reduced the space. The purpose would have been obstructed. That was the only one the enemy could touch. And I've seen that again and again. Also, I gave money out for someone to buy TV set, all those entertainment stuff. But 1 month after we used it, it blew. We took it to the people to work it. They said they don't know this time, this circuit. They don't know it in Nigeria. So we didn't have television, and we didn't have what? Dining set. Those were distractions that would have stopped the prayer ministry. The only thing the devil could touch was that which was not directly connected to the purpose. You must have heard, some of people in my house had an accident recently. We went to check the accident and do some small calculation in physics. There was no logical reason for those people to still be alive, you know. But they are still alive. But you see, the car is damaged. You see, the purpose is always secured. Anything that damages is not directly connected to
not directly. Anything that goes back, it's not directly connected to what? The purpose will always be preserved. And so sometimes God needs to bind the flood so that you can see the purpose. You can see what the devil is fighting. So I went to see the car. I said, you tried. You tried in your time. But he cannot touch the purpose. Today we give thanks to God that that man did not deliver my dining seat. Maybe he's still running. I would have told him, stop running. You helped me to obey God. I did not need what? If not that that man ran away, maybe we will not be here today. Because it was on that ground that prayers were offered for 1 year with fasting. The resultant effect was this movement. And I assure you, hallelujah, we will affect this world from here. We'll affect the globe from here. So there's something that is trying to hide the purpose in your life. God said, I will bind the flood. So that the thing that is hidden can be brought forth to light. The seed of greatness is the impartation of the Spirit that is in every heart that has answered the call of Jesus Christ. But that greatness is covered. The devil doesn't allow the greatness to find expression. And so God is going to open your understanding to see the emphasis. There is something that darkness cannot fight. There is something that the devil cannot touch. There is an insurance policy that covers that which is directly connected to your essence, to your significance, and to your purpose. And so we are asking God for a disclosure. Let the flaws of circumstances that were ordained by the devil to bring confusion so that you will not see what really matters. Let those flaws be bound. So that which is hidden can be brought forth to light. Hallelujah. Now, I have a lot of examples to give before we begin to pray. After my youth service, I was not praying for a job. I was telling God to show me what city He wanted me to do ministry, because I was sure of my call. He said, no, I'll give you a job. I didn't ask for one. He said, he will give me. And he now said, you will invest in many destinies and a great network will be formed. When I heard that word network, people did not know, even including myself, I did not know what a network was. God gave me the job. When he did, because the instruction that followed it was that I will invest in many destinies. So as God showed me that he wanted me to invest in this life, I did so. This one, that one, this one, that one, this one. And I kept on obeying the covenant as much as I had insight that God wanted me to operate. It came to pass that a man in the office now decided to stand against me. And he was succeeding. So I went back to God. I said, you told me that if you give me this job, this is what I will be doing. I will invest in destinies. And for the past 5 years, I've done exactly that. If it is true that I've disobeyed you in this one, show me what I did. And if I have not disobeyed you, change this matter. You know that matter changed in 7 days. I didn't disobey. The covenant that we entered into in that house where that man took dining table, dining chair, that covenant is still active till today. I did not violate it. So there was something bigger than the dining set that God had in mind when that man stole it. He said, don't hunt him. Don't look for him. You don't need what? Satan can touch what you don't need. And that's why our eyes must be open to purpose. Must be open to an understanding, a revelation from God.
Satan can only touch that which is not what? Directly connected to the God. We are going to pray. God will show you that emphasis, that center of gravity in your life. There's an emphasis. There's a center of gravity. There's a reason for which if I enter a car to travel, I know I will reach the other side. Because there's an emphasis on my life and I stay within the emphasis. As long as I stay within the emphasis, I am under God's insurance policy. In fact, the people that travel with me too are saved. Because they are part of something that God has interest in. So I'm going to pray. God needs to open your eyes. Let the floods of confusion, the floods of pressure, the floods of the chaos of this world, let those floods be bound. So that the thing that the devil is really fighting can come to your knowledge, can come to light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As long as I can pray, good things happen to people. My strength, my center, my circumference is tied to my ability to pray. That prayer runs every other department of my life. That's the emphasis for me. And so in weakness, I will mumble something. Because that operation should go on irrespective of weakness, irrespective of pressure. That's the emphasis for me. That's the reason for which I wake up. I wake up so that I can offer prayer. May you be able to apprehend the very core, the core of your existence, and to lay hold on the steering wheel. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hidden, he bringeth it forth to light. Now, we are asking, because God will begin to advance his people into the core of their essence. And when he does that, in my own case, in order for me to stay on course, somebody had to steal my dining furniture. You know, terrible things happen from the perspective of men, that if you look at it from the eyes of a man, it will be really terrible. But the reason for which the dining set was stolen was because God said, you don't need it now. I want your sitting room to be a prayer floor. The dining furniture will obstruct the space. So he allowed the man to carry. And he said, I should not look for him. My looking for him will be tantamount to a distraction. Further distraction from the purpose. Now you have space. Start my business. And this ministry came out of that space. That was where we groaned. You lay on the ground and you cry. You cry to God. If the dining furniture were there, there won't be space. The devil cannot touch what is directly connected to what? Your purpose. Now, I want to ask God to give us an encounter. So that you know where your secret is. Samson knew that his secret was on his hair. As long as the dreadlocks on his hair were still there, the spirit of might was still with him. What is your own secret? The flaws of the devil have been designed to ensure that you never stumble on the emphasis, the thing that is relevant in your life. And so sometimes the Lord needs to do some kind of strange work in order for your eyes to be enlightened to the emphasis of heaven. There were many things they attempted to do to Samson that did not work because his secret was not discovered. Every man has his secret. Your secret is tied to a very critical instruction that God gives you that becomes the basis and the essence of your existence. As long as you run on that path, darkness will not determine the day of your end. No. No, let's not exalt the devil. He's not as strong as we think he is. He's only strong to people and on people that are inconsistent, that are not in the center of the will and the purpose of God. If you are there, no matter how he tries, he attempts, he cannot touch the purpose. The most secure place you can ever be is in the perfect will of God. Can we pray today and say, Lord, show me the emphasis. The emphasis of my life. That critical emphasis of my life. For those of you that are already in that emphasis, for those of you that are already there, there is a peace that is beyond understanding, that floods your heart. Meanwhile, that peace might be inconsistent with your circumstance. Your circumstance might be difficult, might be hard, but a man that is in the center of God's will enjoys a peace that is not of this world. A fulfillment comes upon your spirit. That fulfillment and the power of that fulfillment is stronger than the contradictions in your environment. That's how men of faith live. They live on the emphasis. They don't live on trivialities. They live on the emphasis. And the flaws of the devil is designed to keep us in the trivialities, so that we are cheap prey in the hand of the devil. But some men are more specialized than what Satan can handle. They stick with the real thing. They begin to drink of the Lord's peace, drink of the Lord's grace, drink of the Lord's mercy, as He builds them up in the spirit and He establishes them. Then He commands their portion, the good that is theirs in the land, to come to them. Hallelujah. The reason why a lot of people don't take root is because they give heed to a lot of happenings. They give heed. I was praying in the morning. My wife called me and said, some people were going to the park. They had an accident. Before she called me, there was a song flowing in my spirit. I have a very big God, who is always by my side. A very big God. So when she came with her emergency, my song didn't change. I tried to shift into prayer in the flesh. But see, I went ahead of the event before the event came. The song continued for till 12 noon. I have a very big God, who is always by my side. A very big God, by my side, by my side. Okay, they tried to, you know, threaten me by sending me pictures of Mike bleeding and all of that. I checked inside. The song was still there. I have a very big God, who is always by my side. They showed me Janet on the bench, and then they now wrote that there's no free bed in the hospital, so they are attending to her on the bench. And she was very small on the bench then. Oh, I have a very big God, who is always by my side. A very big God, by my side, by my side. I was flowing in it. I did not pray one prayer for them, but I sang this song till 12 minutes. One prayer. The Holy Spirit didn't even allow me to utter those words. It was a distraction. It was a distraction. By the time it was 3 p.m., we had already known the status, and they didn't find anything on X-ray. They didn't find. They now text the car. I saw the car. The reason why this one went was it's not direct. It's not directly connected. Hallelujah. It's not directly connected. So that one too was not an issue. But the song was there. By my side, by my side, I have a very big God, who is always by my side. A very big God, by my side, by my side. I have a very big God, who is always by my side. Very big God, by my side, by my side. I have a very big God, always by my side. A very big God, by my side, by my side. I have a very big God, who is always by my side. A very big God, by my side. When I came home, I now went to the room of the accident people. I prayed for them. But I told them, that thing that was looking for you people, I still saw it too. It's still moving. So we have not finished the job, I told them. Then the next day, My wife went to drop the children, parked the car. It was inside the school. A woman drove and jammed the car. When she came out, she said, there's no salary. What? What is the connection of no salary with you jamming my car that is parked? At home, when I was at home, I now told them that that thing that is moving has stopped. I didn't know before it stopped, it jammed my car. The last car that is remaining, they jammed me. It cannot touch what is what? Can't touch. And I tell you this from years of experience. It will not touch the phone. It can't touch it. Alright? So let no man's heart fail. The grace of the Lord will praise that way. In the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of God. Will what? Now notice. After the man refused to deliver my dining set, the time I now had need for dining, it was not that type again. Just like the time I will have need for a car, it won't be that type. Don't worry, if it's things, they come and go, leave things, but purpose is eternal. We want to ask God to give us show us a sign of what the emphasis is. Let us have a knowledge of what the emphasis is. Let our spirit hold tenaciously to what the emphasis is. When I went to God because I was living in the emphasis, I said, if it is true that I failed in the covenant, show me. But if I did not fail, this thing is illegal. It changed in 7 days. You are a very powerful man if you remain in the will of God, in the purpose of God. You are a very powerful man. If you are obedient to God in spite of circumstances, in spite of situations, you are a very powerful man. This is where I know where danger is. Inside here, I will know. I will know when peace has come here. Like now, this danger started after the anniversary. So we just finished it now. We just finished it. Like 2 days ago, thereabout. And I passed through seasons like that, many seasons. And I saw that actually there were things that the devil cannot touch. While we were doing that song, I saw a small child. This child I saw, I did not look carefully to know whether it's male or female. So all I know is that it's a small child. A small child belonging to somebody here. A small child. And the devil, in fact, if you have a small child here, stand up. Okay, we'll do this after my little teaching, all right? We'll find out which small child the devil wants to attack. But sit down. We'll solve that matter. It's already revealed, so it's done. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11. You know, we began to make a statement the other day that there is so much secrecy that God uses to administer your life, so much secrecy, so that the devil will not understand what God is up to. And there are several times that God will have to begin to unveil the things that he has hidden. He begins to bring them to light, begins to bring them into manifestation, such that there is a twist in your line that is inconsistent with the pattern that people have always known. And just in case somebody places an estimate on your life based on the things that are already known, when this twist now finds expression, such a person's submission concerning you will be wrong. I said the other day that the Bible is full of the miscalculations of the devil. It's not as if witches are not holding meetings consistently. It's not as if wizards do not enter into covenant with darkness in order for them to be armed enough to control the destiny of people that are in their bloodline. They are doing that effectively. But scripture is full of the miscalculations of the devil. You know, we established also that if the princes of this world had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It was a miscalculation. To have crucified Jesus was not well thought through, because the impact that befell the kingdom of darkness on the account of that singular act was an impact that is irreversible. In fact, it is the subject or the cause, the current troubles that the devil has now, just a miscalculation, enthroned his opponent and gave his opponent dominion. Now, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we see more miscalculations of the enemy. More miscalculations. And then through the pattern of the miscalculations, we may learn one or two things that we need to make a close companion. And if you walk in that context, walk in that way, you are going to live a life that the devil cannot master. That means, in your own case, whereas he has the ability to control other people, he will not be able to control you. The controlling spirit of your territory will not be able to control you, because you are operating from an economy that is hidden. Now, one of the people that the devil thought he had concluded on was Sarah. Her situation of barrenness was common knowledge, and she was barren, and she had also come into menopause. So biologically, she was no longer capable of bearing children. Her time for such an expectation had expired. And suddenly, something manifested that was inconsistent with what everybody had known. The conclusions that had been made. Now, the engine room of that change is revealed in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 11. Through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. She received strength to conceive seed when she was past the time. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. There is a battle of many thrones in the realm of the spirit. And what the devil is trying to achieve is to discredit God, that God is not faithful. God is not who he says he is. God is not capable of the things that he says he promises people. Right? There is that war to present God as unfaithful. There is that war to present God as incapable. It is because of that kind of war that God beforehand gave us access to his philosophy, his approach. For instance, the Bible says, the thoughts that God has toward us are thoughts of good and not of evil. Now, those kind of scriptures are already on ground to help us, because very soon it will come to pass that we will be in a situation where it will be difficult for us to believe that the thoughts that God has concerning us are thoughts of good and not of evil. And just in case we fall prey to the temptation and we align with the perspective that God is not exactly sustaining good motives concerning me, if we align with that perspective, we align with what is said in the circumstances and in the situation, we will see God as inconsistent. And the kind of miracle that Sarah had to change her circumstance will not happen to us. Now the Bible says that they that observe lying vanities, they forsake their mercy. People that are quick to accept the position of the devil, they are exempted from the acts of mercy that God has ordained. Hallelujah. They are exempted from it. And so the Bible says that Sarah received strength to bring forth because she judged him faithful who had promised. When I visit people in the hospital, there is something I try to see. Just like when I came back home and I was looking at the people that were part of the accident. One of them, the accident had defeated one of them. And what I mean by that is, at the end of the experience, that person has a change of heart. That person was no longer as confident as he or she was before the accident. The accident has succeeded in creating a perspective in the person's expectation that is inconsistent with the faithfulness of God. I discern that. And it's very easy for me to discern somebody that is already in the process of backsliding. When I see you and you are on a journey away from God, I will know. So you see, sometimes there are some kinds of sicknesses, maybe a very terrible fever that will shake you. The reason for the sickness is not the sickness. What the devil wants to achieve from the sickness is to get you to a point where you no longer trust God's ability to protect you. The sickness was a camouflage to launch a spiritual attack to discredit God. The situation was a camouflage to launch a spiritual attack for you in your heart to begin to doubt God and for you to begin to discredit God. And I can tell you this very well because based on my own study of my family, there was no way you will not come to the conclusion at that time that the devil was on rampage around us. I was there when my brother became mad. And I remember, there's an owl that used to visit our house. When that owl comes and is on the roof and is turning around, my brother in the sitting room will be manifesting madness. If you take a stone and you stone the owl, and you succeed in driving it, my brother's condition will improve. I saw all those manifestations. And one of the reasons why the devil will even want you to see the manifestation of his power like that is so that they can fracture the foundation of your confidence. Now, the Bible says that Sarah received strength to bring forth. Now, this was someone that was born supposedly barren, medically certified barren. Probably because her ovaries were dead. Eggs were not coming from her ovaries. So, in her own case, it was labeled that she was called barren. And a barren woman had entered into menopause. But all the impossibilities were transformed into possibilities just because the circumstance was not sufficient to change Sarah's perspective about God. And you know the kind of stigma that a barren person will have in the then world. Those days, a woman did not have a voice until she had a son to speak for her. I have so many scriptures to bring in defense of that position. The woman's voice was the number of sons she had. Those are the people that will speak for her. So when a woman is without a biological son, she was like a stranger. Even in her husband's house. There were possibilities of her husband going into her servants and making hairs from her servants that would not be answerable to the woman of the house. There are a lot of insecurities that are attached to the life of a woman that has no male son to speak on her behalf. She lived with those insults, those pressures, and for as long as she was still barren, she never changed her perspective
about the faithfulness of God. Now, so there are times where you are exposed, you see some demonic manifestation, like just like I saw on the life of my brother. And it was as if Satan was so powerful. Sometimes on, we had a few people from the village visit us. And those people practice witchcraft. So they begin to tell you the things that they saw in the dark world. And after telling you those stories for 3 hours, you try to find God. And you cannot perceive Him. You can't perceive Him around. Because what those people have done is that they have advertised the devil. And have made you come to a point where you believe in the potency of the devil, potency of darkness, much more than the potency of light. Sarah received strength to bring forth because she judged him faithful who had promised. If by reason of a manifestation of the power of the devil that you saw, if by reason of exposure to several symptoms that are demonic that you have experienced, and you come to the conclusion that, God is good. Satan is powerful. Your resolve is a window. It's a window that will fast track, facilitate, and attract the activities of the devil in your life. Such that in practice, it will be difficult for you to see the faithfulness of God. The reason is because there was a heart condition that empowered the enemy. You were a product of deception. And deception is one of the tools that the devil does in order for him to empower his works in the life of an individual. Hallelujah. Now, so Sarah received strength to bring forth. She defied the testimony of the doctors. She defied what was common knowledge about her in the society. And through her, a biological wonder took place. In the height of her old age, the Bible says she received strength to conceive seed. Hallelujah. I don't know how much pressure can be brought on you to make you change your mind. If it is possible, if there's a measure of pressure, if there's a defined measure of pressure that can be brought upon you to make you change your mind, you can be sure that the devil is going to ensure that you are exposed to that level of pressure. I remember those days we used to pray on campus. And one day I had an attack of fever. That fever was heavy. So, one of the brethren that we used to pray together now came to visit me. And he now told me that this fever is not just physical fever. The purpose of this sickness is to attack your confidence in God. It came to me like a strong revelation. And because at that time I was already crippled. Because my own position was, since I was praying like this, why didn't God protect me? God is helping. Hallelujah. It was when Job and his friends were arguing, one of Job's friends said, if you had asked the Lord, he would have shown you the secrets of wisdom. That means there are a lot of permutations that actually take place in a particular context. A lot of things intertwine to occasion God approving a line of event. It's not just you woke up and today is 7th of September. The matters that interacted to determine the outcome of today, they are secrets in the archives of wisdom. In the realm of God, what occasions activity, what occasions events, and they are deeper than the events themselves. Hallelujah. Now, so I cannot be angry with God because I don't know how many variables he had to contend with about the situation.
before this particular action. I know that his thoughts concerning me are always thoughts of good. That cannot be judged. It's already concluded, and that is my position. Are you with me? Because the devil will try as much as possible to get you to have a wrong perspective about God. But for Sarah, the devil lost the attempts at her soul in deceiving her. She had a fixed position. She had a fixed perspective. That perspective could not be affected. And she held on to that perspective. And it came to pass that she received strength to bring forth when she was past the age. How many years of delay have you suffered? And those years of delay have wearied you. Hallelujah. Sometimes the devil goes to heaven and he brags and he says, I know him. I've discovered his elastic limit. We delay him for 4 years. He will break, he will curse you. But you see, the devil does not know anybody's elastic limit because he didn't create anybody. And just in case you were able to squash your confidence squashed within the 4 year period that he prescribed and sought license to torment you. If your confidence squashed, it's not because that was your elastic limit, but because you were deceived. That's just it. You were deceived. So for me to lose my sleep because my car had accident and the car is no longer on the road. Jesus. I've given cars out before. Hallelujah. And I had cars in my car here when I was driving in Lagos, because you can't drive in Lagos. If you're driving, hold up for 4 hours. Is that driving? You are a laborer. That is the cheapest way to hypertension. So let me pay somebody money and the person will drive me, so that I can use that 4 hours as prayer time. So I had a car in Makurdi, but I was trekking in Lagos because it was more effective for me to be doing that. That is, it gave allowance to my own spiritual life to perform. So those 4 hours that were in the hold up, I'm in my corner there speaking in tongues. So I use my time in the hold up as prayer time. It's not long for me. Not because I didn't have a car. So I've stayed without a car before. And because my sense of security is in Jesus Christ, even when I stayed without a car, it was not lost. So it's been when one car now has accident, then I now cry. At least even Satan knows that one, that he can't get me through my material things. I can dash through my house tomorrow. Go somewhere else, I will have a house. He is applying pressure to see if your judgment of God can shift. And if your judgment concerning God shifts, it means that you will not receive strength to conceive seed in old age. It means that some possibilities of God around your life are not possible because you are susceptible to deception. Hallelujah. I was here in the office when they refused to promote me for 5 years. What was my offense? My Oga came to Makurdi. We put him in Plaza Hotel. He wanted me to go and look for guests that we sleep with in the night. I told him, come on. I was a pastor before I started this work. What is this work? Is it this work? No. So that was where the battle line was drawn, right? At least I preached my identity to him, that this is who I am. Okay? So for 5 years, I was marginalized and all of that. I was okay. Because I knew the reason why I was marginalized. It was persecution. And the apostles, when they beat them up, they thank God for giving them the opportunity to suffer with Jesus. Because if we are the body of Christ, and when Jesus' first body received piercing in order to bring redemption, now we are Jesus' body. We are Jesus' enlargement. That body will keep on suffering until the end of time. Yes. So part of our calling, part of our destiny in Jesus is persecution. Because if you make a stand for God in a godless society, the implication is that that society will fight you. That fight called persecution is a blessing. See, the apostles... Let's take it easy. I need a scripture to prove this to you. And I don't want to go into it. So let's leave it. That thing, that persecution, is a blessing. It doesn't look so big. If you are looking from the carnal perspective, it is not. It's suffering. If you are looking from the right vista, it's a blessing. And those guys rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer reproach for Jesus. That was the reproach I suffered. 5 years of promotion was denied me. People that were dollars when we went for training. When we went for training, we were 120. I was among the best 3. They didn't say who was best. But 3 out of 120, I was there. Do you understand? I was there. 3 out of 120. I was in that number. And then you now promote dollars. And then you leave some of us. It's not because we don't have what it takes to be promoted. It's because we are marginalized on the account of persecution. So I know the reason why I am like that. If you come to sympathize with me and say, oh, sorry, well, you are causing problem. Because I'm not in a moody, emotional state. I have accurate understanding of what is happening. And so I was there for 5 years. And after 5 years, we're doing ministry here, doing enjoying ourselves, and we're just going like that. Hallelujah. And according to the civil service laws, if you are not promoted for 6 years, you will lose your job. So me, I was not promoted for what? It's remaining what? So in that 5th year, the chief executive now comes to Union Agri. And I went to Tollgate to get him. I told him about the capacity of our depot. The length of the pipeline to the next depot that is supposed to supply us. The capacity of this pump station and all the infrastructure that are around the environment. The percentage proneness to vandalization. The market share, Oando, Total, Ipman, NNPC. The market share of each marketer. The marketer that supplies most, such that if you sanction them, you have broken the supply chain within the region. Hey! The man looked at me and he kept quiet. Went back to Abuja and said, bring that boy's fire. And I saw in the fire that I was not promoted for 5 years. I did not ask him for promotion. You don't understand? I was just doing my job and I was excited about it. I knew the reason why I was not promoted. And that reason is not a cause. That reason is a contention, because a kingdom is about to be established. And human beings are coming to fight to ensure that that kingdom does not prosper. It's not about me. It's just I'm a messenger. You don't hold a messenger responsible for his message. The one that sent him will show up very soon. And in the fullness of time, that position was reversed. There was never a time I sat down and waved and said, oh! Position was reversed. It was backdated. So in 2 years, I had 2 promotion letters. And it's the same man that refused that I would not be promoted, whose signature was on there. Now, you see, Sarah received strength to bring forth. Are you such a person that the devil can put so much pressure upon you and change your perspective? If you are such a person, You are not ready for this time. Because this season requires people that are confident in God. That are confident in God. The pressures, these pressures that you are seeing, if my visions are right, if my visions are right, how many years has this government, this man done so far? 1 year. Huh? We have another 1 year of suffering. We have another 1 year of suffering in addition to this one. If my visions are correct, it is 2 years of suffering. Now, so if you are such a person that your faith will break easily, you will not be able to survive this moment. The Bible says Sarah received strength
to conceive sin, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Guess what happened? After some years in the service, somebody else that has the same kind of challenge that I have gone through now cried and came to me and said, "I said, God, shut up. See me for 5 years. Did I tell you? I didn't tell you. For 5 years I was there. And I'm the only one in the entire 380 people that they backdated his promotion. So it is not something that happened to any other person. But you will always bring forth seed if you judge him faithful who has promised. I was in the village. I learned how to swim in River Niger. I flew right there in the village. It was there in the village that I was on my knees. God showed me that I was in the nations of the world preaching. I told my elders that I'm going to the nations. Because of that confession I made, I had a problem with them. Because they did not see any possibility of... I said this, I'm not telling you, I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing myself where? In the nation. In fact, God rebuked me that morning and said, be nation-minded, be nations-minded. He rebuked me that morning. So I now shared it with... And somebody thought it was pride. And it was bitter that I see the way I was talking. But you know what? The person's bitterness could not stop what I see. Oh, let me know what I saw. I've seen that most believers are better off with you when there is no headway around your life. When something begins to shift and something begins to change, they find fault with you. Hallelujah. I when I was in Lagos, I used to walk upstream. So even your calls, when you call me, I don't pick. Why? Because most time I'm inside of where? And the law is that you don't pick. I have no many of my friends that say, yes, because I have money now, that's why I'm not picking their call. That to help with you, or, and me, I won't explain. I don't have time. How many people will I explain to? If it's easy for you to have that perspective, it's okay. Because it's easier for you to be offended at somebody that it seems is making what? A headway. That's human nature. That's human nature. There's nothing wrong about that. That you are contradicted in that aspect is not a problem. Just keep quiet and keep walking with God. So I told those guys that I am going to the nations. From here, I'm going right there to the nations of the world. Then I was still a Samara. You will not even see a brilliant preacher talking. I was still so much of a Samara. But I told them, my feet leads me to the nation. And that was the reason for controversy. That was the reason for battles. One of the guys was so bitter, exceptionally bitter, that I was talking like that. And in his own terms, he felt I was a proud man. I did not say what I wanted to say. I said what God showed me. That was when I saw false humility. And I refused to submit to anything that was inconsistent with what God showed me. Because we were among the disciples. When you say, yes, we are going, God is showing. I now saw that the devil has worked over time on a lot of people calling themselves disciples. Because when God speaks to me, he doesn't speak to me the way they disciple us. His speaking is different. They believe that something small, something intimidated and timid, that's how God operates. But when God speaks, he speaks big to me. I said, this is not the way. This is not God. God speaks big. Hallelujah. You may not like it, but God what? He does what? He speaks big. He speaks really big. Because of the way God spoke to me those days in the village, I had to start studying. I studied everything. I studied engineering. I studied a little about medicine, about law.
about mathematics. I studied because of the way God spoke to me. He showed me something. I had to be very versatile to get to that place. So I started studying early. There's practically no subject that I'm a total novice. When we hit the ground, oh my, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. I've met some guys, some white guys like that. They came for a lecture. And the man was so proud. He was lecturing us. Was so proud because he has knowledge. When we began to wiggle, in that knowledge, he was bringing some legal perspectives and trying to show how ineffective the Nigerian oil industry was because of legal impediments. We were using a legal framework that was designed in the 70s. So he was talking about the evolution of legal perspectives in the oil industry that are taking place in the 70s. And he's showing us that we are here because of this thing, this legal. And he was doing some, using legal terms, trying to bamboozle us. Then I caught him and then I asked him some questions. He had to take a deep breath. And then while he was answering, I said, okay, you did not talk. So me and him contended for, and he submitted somewhere along the line. Meanwhile, that's his field. That's not my field. The thing is that it's related to my field, so I studied it. Because God told me I was going somewhere and I was going to be engaging people from different levels, engaging kings, engaging people in authority, and you not go there and start preaching. You will engage them in the line of their function. One of my friends was made head of department in a particular school, and he's calling me to come. Let's sit down and brainstorm so that we can know the changes to bring into that department. I did not study in that department. Are you with me? That's not my discipline. How to study? It was those encounters I had. I have stayed in the library for long. In my house, there was a library. That was where I used to sleep. Oh, man. I had to study because of where God was taking me. Meanwhile, when I told the people that were around me, they say what? One was bitter. Well, I knew the way God. When God talks, he talks big. So people that were doing one discipleship, that it is accurate to start small. But if God is in it, it doesn't end small. Though thy beginning be small, thy later end shall what? Greatly increase. That's God. That's a proof that God is what? In. Thy later end shall greatly increase. The people on Lagos that were calling me today, many ministries in Lagos have come to submit to us. Now, this prayer we are praying is sustaining lives. Many of them, many ministries are coming to submit to us in Lagos. So they had to call me. The people told us in that, see, we don't believe that this is the real office. Call the man of God. Call him first. Let's hear his voice. Maybe you just started this office and you are using his name. You know, that's Lagos, so they have to verify. So they called me and I told them, yes, that man is my pastor. Attend to him. He will attend to you. Anything you discuss, he will tell me. Attend to. Hallelujah. Thy later end shall what? Greatly increase. That's God. Let nobody deceive you that you remain small forever. If you believe that, it was deception. There is nothing that God will be involved in that the later end will not greatly increase. Hallelujah. Please help me pray to your neighbor. Though thy beginning be small, thy later end shall greatly increase. Hallelujah. Thy later end. Thy later end. You know, if God is speaking to you about a city that he will send you, know it in your heart. It's only when you are beginning, that you'll be small. Because God is involved, your later end will what? Greatly. Hallelujah. So I had to develop myself based on what God was showing me. What God was showing me, the kind of ministry he was showing me, in my village, they were not doing it. So my village cannot be a resistance, a limitation to me, to where God is taking me. Because God can communicate to me directly. And as he was communicating to me, what he was showing me was not in my village. The style was not there. The size was not there. The reach was not there. The coverage was not there. Meanwhile, in the village there, the ministry they were doing there, they felt that was the end of ministry. But God was showing me something that we were not capable of doing from that place. So when I shared it, it was a problem. So I stopped sharing. But I believed in it. And there was no way you could make me look down on myself. Because if God did not value me, He would not visit me. He visited me. So my sense of self-worth was based on the fact that God was interested in me enough for Him to speak to me about the destiny that will empower me to perform. You can believe what you want. You can believe that you will die early. You can believe that you will be limited. I refuse to share that belief with you because God came to me and He spoke to me. He to share it. You say, okay, no. I've been sick before. The doctors have given up on my health many times before. But God showed me something. He showed me something and I believed it. And healing started coming gradually until I became as strong as a stone. Maybe because you suffered some sickness, then you now give up inside. No. 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 I've seen a man before that died in the hospital. It was not his time to die. You know why he died? He gave up. He gave up inside. He gave up. Meanwhile, Sarah received strength to bring forth because she joined in faith who had promised. Me, I will not give up. I will not give up. Our stamina has not reduced. We are warming up for more. We are warming up. If this small one we did, the devil is going on rampage. We're trying to kill everybody. Huh? And it's more that we did. Thy later end shall greatly increase. Don't believe that you have achieved your best. Don't believe that this is all you can do. No. The best of you is yet to come. In the village there, I believed it. I even went to share with my pastor. I shared some things with my pastor. My pastor started laughing. So I now knew that, this is the last time I will share anything with him. This is the last time. He cannot handle what God wants to do in my life. I was still an usher at the door, but my visions were many. They were written in my books that I did not share with him. It was 7 years later, my pastor saw me on cable. Then he knew that the things I shared with him was not a lie. But the only thing that God did was that he was no longer useful in helping me to facilitate it. Because of that thing my pastor did, I decided that me are different. That I will help everyone that has a strand of hope that has been fired into his heart by visions of God, by speakings of God. If he has as much as one strand of hope, I will be that pillar that will be there to assist him coming to it. My pastor did not believe that God could use me. Why? Because my designation was at the door. It was from the door that I became an apostle. From ushering. That the oil. It came. And you know, the oil comes from heaven. They don't buy it. That means if you receive it, you're authentic. You are from headquarters. It came from headquarters. He was in the sitting room when he saw this hall. And you know, there's a way they do it. Those media people. It's as if the number is more than what it is. Hey. My pastor saw it. And he stopped talking about me that day. May those people that wait to see your downfall, may words be lacking a day of arrestation. May there lack words to speak when God begins to bring his counsel to pass in your life. Hallelujah. My mother didn't believe. My parents didn't believe. My pastor didn't believe. My prayer group, the most intimate set of people that I had, when I spoke to them, 3 out of 4 of them. And the reason why that one believed was because I went somewhere and I prophesied, it came to pass. I went somewhere again with him, I prophesied, it came to pass. You see? God, it may be true, listen, or in the village. But as I speak to you now, South Africa. They have put me under pressure. But I'm not going this year. Not the time. Serious pressure. If I show you the clip of the ministry that wants to invite me, that has been begging, you will not believe it. You will not believe it. Nations. Universities in Ghana came together this year to invite me. I said, you guys came late. You know, in Ghana, all of them will come together. We can't do anything to this year. This year has finished. If you are talking about, in fact, next year is almost finished. When I was in the village, nobody could see that. Sarah, there was something Sarah obviously was seeing that nobody could see. If God can come and speak to me, that's enough. If God can come and say what to me, it means I'm important to him. My sense of what is drawn from my importance, the importance that God has concerning me. That's my sense of what. It's not a function of the car I drive, the house I live in, the way my room is. No, that's not my sense of what. Because I can stay in any kind of house. You need to see my house go one day. Yeah, I can stay anywhere. All right? Cross somewhere and be there. If I can still pray, machine is working. Now, so you don't allow the devil to find occasion to bring deception into your heart. Though thy beginning be small, thy later end shall what? For the first time in 50 years, Methodist, Enugu, and Ebonyi State want to hold a combined meeting for 5 days. They tried it for 50 years. It does not work. It worked 50 years later. They searched all the preachers in Nigeria. And my own tapes that they used was from YouTube. Those old ones were the ones that they put. At the end of the meeting, they said, this young boy, this is the boy. Those old tapes, that was what they brought there. And they brought. This boy. Find this boy. Hallelujah. That was the village boy that those people could not believe. Bishops gathered together. That was when I discovered that the Methodist bishop of Igede, he used to hear our tape. I didn't know that. The man said, I don't know this boy, but this God speaks through him. Hallelujah. Oh, it's not about you. If God is involved, it will rise. So the mystery about your life that the devil is not capable of fully deciphering is the fact that God is factored in it. So as long as your confidence does not break, the process to bring you into lamplight is at work even now. Now sometimes you pray and it's as if God is not answering. Those are the moments that God works much more when you don't have any feedback and you're just left with that. The battle is so intense, God is so engaged, that there's no need for you to have feedback at that point. I've seen it in my own experience. The fact that there's no feedback does not mean God is not working. The fact that you cannot perceive God does not mean he has failed. When you cannot find him, you trust him. So Sarah is sent to bring forth because he judged him faithful who had promised. The prayer you're going to pray is simple. You pray for a few minutes. And after praying it for a few minutes, God will begin a work of recovery. The work of recovery in your life. Hallelujah. You begin to recover your life. Your confidence must be steadfast if you are going to bring about a change. And if the change has to do with your family, you must be a very confident person. You must be convinced about God's position on the matter. Most times, family issues it takes a long time for God to solve it. It takes a particular season for God to solve it. And if that means your confidence is subjugated, you are suppressed. Hallelujah. You become weak. You will not be that person that God used to solve that family problem. It will take stubborn, dogged people that the devil has not been able to pressure, to press. Those are the people that will see the end of the era of darkness. Those guys sacrifice a lot to gain that position in the spirit. Don't you think so? There's also going to be sacrifice that will come from this other end. Even though not as much sacrifice as them, because they were sacrificing in the flesh. Their own sacrifice is coming by the agency of the spirit. So it will take less time for you to equate what they have brought to the table and exceed it. And then a new era is born, but there must be sacrifice. That is how it is in the spirit. Now, if you are not such a person that persists, and if you cannot persist because the devil advances to corrupt and to defy your confidence, you are not likely to see the best of God. People have said this to me before. If you go with this, you're the decision that caused. I went on. I was blessed. I've seen it. elder.
So, if you continue.
I went. Nothing happened.
Someone will say, if you go, then not the son of my father. I went. And I said, you are not the son of my father. You are from a stranger. You came from the from a stranger. Your source is not known. I've heard all those kind of things. It didn't work. No man created you. It didn't work. Some will say, even shake one Akongo, shake Akongo.
You will come back. That person that is boasting did not create you. He doesn't know how your bones were formed in the womb of your mother. If you want to a change, you have to stay in confidence with God. We are going to pray for 5 minutes. In that 5 minutes of prayer, what you are saying is that, Lord, my confession has not changed. My confidence has not changed. Let him become bogus in your soul. If we achieve that as a congregation, he will come down. He will come down this night. He will come down and physically begin to change things. Things that are standing in the way, trying to manipulate your confidence in him, he will physically come down and he will begin to change. Sometimes,